A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey, everybody. I'm Rob Cesternino, and we are talking about the top internet stories in the world for the week of June 29th, 2016, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the single news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The actual factual news is back once again to talk about a bunch of great stories sent in to us by you to our tip line, tips@newsaf.news. And here with me to talk about it, a man who has seen the rockets and has come back to tell the tale. The Rocket Man, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good, dude. Did you notice how I resurrected my role as Timbaland of the News AF song?
Yes, you're back with that NASA flow.
Back with the NASA flow.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And also back from the NASA rocket booster test launch.
Yes. And so we're going to hear all about that. Also, Danny Bryson, the Eye in the Sky, he is on the road allegedly bicycling to some place where he's going to be able to contact us. We hope to hear from him sometime within this hour as well. Unless he crashed his bicycle, then we are hoping that a speedy recovery for Danny.
Yes. Okay, good. A preemptive well wishes
just in
for
case.
Something terrible.
Recovering
just
our bases.
In case.
Recovering our bases.
Good. Good idea.
Yes. Okay. So, Tyson, before we get into talking about the news, everybody is on pins and needles wanting to hear about how the test launch ultimately went.
It went fantastic, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. So I rolled in there and I thought it was going to be way more serious than it was. It was pretty casual on the thing, on the email they sent out with all the rules. It said no shorts and closed-toed shoes only. There was a guy in shorts. They didn't really seem to care at all, which was upsetting because I could have worn shorts too, but also it showed how laid back they were. But they told him he had to get pants for the next day because it's a 2-day event.
Got it.
We toured the facilities. There was stuff we couldn't film or take pictures of. So there's a lot of gaps in my snap story. It's okay. Not the complete story. You will not be able to figure out how to build this rocket by watching my snap
Is
story.
Is it still
alone.
Up there? Could people still see your Snapchat story?
I think just the very end where I tell people we're on the surface of Mars.
Wow. Okay, so we should check that out. So was North Korea trying to hack into your Snapchat to be able to see how the rocket
It's open.
Got
I don't think they have to hack it. I think they can see the whole thing.
Wow.
But I didn't film any of the top secret stuff. I just cataloged that to my memory.
But they showed it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of it.
So
I've seen it all.
Do you have the NASA bug now? Do you need to be at all these things? Are you going to be continuing on to Florida to the next rocket launch?
At the NASA socials.
Yeah.
They're pretty fun. I don't know. Maybe if there's a gigantic one, I would fly down to it or something. I don't know if I'm going to go to this next one in Florida. I did apply for it, but I haven't heard back from them yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's fine. But these people that were with me, this was like the pinnacle and peak of their life.
Mm-hmm. And for you, it was just another notch in your belt, just another
correct.
Cool thing that you did. No big whoop, just another day at the office.
Correct. And then at the press conference, I was going to ask about galactic salt mines because we sat in the audience at the press conference and they said, to me because I didn't want to ruin the whole thing for them.
Wait, who said that to you?
The NASA representative that was kind of like a handler for us.
Yeah, they knew you looked like a guy who had a stupid question.
Yeah. So she fed me a question, but I made it my own. I asked, why do we want to get to Mars? Like, why is that NASA's goal? And what kind of skill skill sets they're looking for in the astronauts they're sending there.
Yeah.
And then I said, I imagine a bunch of Matt Damon clones because I saw a movie about this whole Mars thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's necessarily what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And they probably heard that question a bunch of times because they were just like, this guy.
But not the Matt Damon part, right?
That's the part that they didn't like, I think. I think they liked the rest of the question. I think the Matt Damon part was the one that they were like, this is serious, man. But then this was the best part is that at the actual rocket launch, it was an hour delayed. And so they had all this dead time for all the news outlets. And so the PR, the NASA PR lady came over to me and took me around like this little press tour. And then I was just making facts up as I went to all these press people.
Yeah.
And
did you get busted?
No, they didn't seem to care at all, dude. So I did like 3 or 4 interviews and astronauts started handing out their phone numbers to me.
What? Like,
it was crazy.
As in, hey, you're an attractive person. Here's my phone number. Or they just wanted to be friends with you.
Yeah, they just wanted to be friends with me.
Okay.
These are all old people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hope that I made people jealous through social media because that was my... When we stood up at the beginning, we all had to like do the name game real quick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy, everybody was like, and I hope to one day work at NASA.
Yeah.
I have been wanting to be an astronaut since I was a child. And I was like, I'm here to make my social media followers jelly.
And mission accomplished.
Got Boom. It. Did it.
You did it. You know, I had told Dominic that you were going to the rocket launch and he was very upset. He did not. He said, no, Tyson, Tyson's not going to the rocket ship. I said, he is. He's going to go look at it. And he said, no, you shouldn't go. He said he was worried. It's too loud. He said,
yeah, it was loud, but we were a mile and a half away from the actual launch. So it wasn't that loud.
He didn't know that.
But it was like he watched the rocket blast and like blast this flame up into the mountain.
Yeah.
And then like 10 seconds later, you feel and hear it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And what did it feel like?
Like a little rumbling.
Okay.
Like let's say like if you're at a car racetrack and the cars drive past or something like isn't Days of Thunder a movie?
Yeah.
Like how that movie is describing cars passing. That's how the rocket felt too.
It was a day of thunder for you.
Yeah. It was a single day of thunder.
All right. Well, anything else you want to talk about from NASA? Or you want to jump into talking about the news?
I think that's it, but I thought you had something.
No, I just wanted to say that Dominic was very upset that you were going. He really was.
Oh, that was it.
He was very upset about it. And he was like, no.
Really?
No, he can't go. It's too loud.
Tell him I'm okay. And it was loud, but not that loud.
Okay. That's good. All right. Let's talk about some of these news stories again. You could submit these news stories every week. We get so many great stories from you guys, so many submissions, and we comb through them. Us and News AF intern Lita, we go through all the submissions that come in. tips@newsaf.news. And our top story at this hour, Tyson, the
yes.
KFC in India, which... one of the more inventive fast food destinations in the world, KFC in India. They've launched a new container for your fried chicken meal, which comes with a built-in phone charger where you can charge your mobile devices. Good idea or bad idea?
I feel like if you just had outlets in the wall, that would be fine, unless I guess you're getting it to go, then you definitely would. I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's just,
I think it doesn't seem cost effective.
No.
And it's like most people that need a spare battery have a spare battery already for their phones.
Yeah, it really just does not seem like it's going to ultimately be a game changer, Tyson. Because you have all this grease in the fast food. Have you ever looked at one of those boxes after you get the chicken? How is that good to combine electricity with that?
Yeah, that's the thing. It can't be. Grease fire. Is that what you're getting at? It could probably be a grease fire.
Yeah, that's not great.
A grease fire.
That's not great.
Yeah, grease fires are dangerous. because you know what people do? They throw water on them to get them out. That's the incorrect move.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so what, I got to keep this greasy chicken box around until my phone is charged? Like, I got to walk around with like a greasy box of chicken in one hand and a wire coming out of it attached to my phone, waiting for my phone to get to 3%?
Yeah, but also here's the other thing, Rob, that you have to think about. Culturally, we're not in that mindset. Maybe it's a sign of wealth and prosperity to have a KFC bucket.
More than having an iPhone?
You raise a fair point,
yeah.
But maybe the two combined is like the ultimate, like,
guy has it going on. Not only does he have an iPhone, he also has the box of chicken, which can charge said iPhone. So it's like a lunch break for me and for my phone.
Yeah, exactly. You're both getting recharged.
Yeah. You both get a bit of juice from the KFC. Also, I believe in the U.S., was it Pizza Hut or Domino's that was basically doing this same idea where they were giving you a box that you can charge electronic devices?
Wow, I never heard of that. But I feel like as a race, the human race, we are doing enough garbage that we just don't need more garbage.
Yeah.
And it's like the box is already garbage, and then the one-time charge use of the box is more garbage on top of that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
I understand you have to have a really fancy, nice bucket to carry your chicken in.
Right.
But a charger with a battery, garbage and stuff on top of that, that's too much garbage.
Okay, so how about this, Tyson? What if the fried chicken came in some sort of a reusable lunchbox, which was also a charger?
If there was some incentives to reuse the actual lunchbox, then yes. But if there's no incentive to reuse the actual lunchbox, then it's just going to get thrown away anyways. And then that's even a thicker piece of plastic that's sitting in the dump.
Mm, yeah, that's true. So you need people to be able to reuse the lunchbox. What if it was like some sort of cooler that would keep things hot or cold? Would you reuse that?
That's definitely cool.
Mm.
Or hot.
Yes.
And also, the other thing, you could also do like discounts. You could be like, oh, bring this in for 20% off every time that you tote your own food out with your reusable lunchbox.
Yeah. They call this box the Watt-a-box, as in W-A-T-T, like a watt of electricity.
Yep, I get it.
Yeah. Now, this is not necessarily just something you could just go in and buy. It's something that you could win in a contest. So you have to go ahead and it's a limited edition box where you have to win a contest on the KFC Facebook page.
Well, if I win one of those, I'll be pretty upset. So nobody sign me up. What a bummer prize, dude.
Yeah, you win not just free chicken, but also a box to charge your phone.
Oh, you get the chicken with the box?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now we're talking.
Chicken with the box. But I think I would be so bummed out. What if you won the box of chicken on a day where your phone had 100%?
Can't you save the box?
I guess you could, but I gotta think the charge goes away, no?
Well, what they should do is give you a 24-hour heads up to run your battery down.
Yeah, so you know to come in. Like you know to come in with a full stomach or an empty stomach, you know to come in with an empty phone.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, we'll see if any of these fast food crazes, a lot of times we talk about something that we're about like 6 months ahead on this show of things that end up coming to this country where we talk about, hey, like they're dyeing the buns in Japan, and then we get that at our Burger King. So I wonder if by the fall, we're going to start to see any U.S. fast food establishments adding the phone charger to their fast food offerings. What fast food restaurant do you think is the most likely to get this going, Tyson?
Sonic.
Sonic. Okay.
Yeah.
Why Sonic?
Because you mostly eat at Sonic, and a lot of them you don't even have the option to.
Hmm.
So I think that you pull in because they're built around drive through. Oh, you're already in your car.
Yeah.
Damn it. He found a loophole.
It's a loophole.
Okay. It's got to be like a walkthrough one where you're not by your car and you're not by any outlets.
Hmm.
Is there a restaurant like that?
I'm not sure. What about instead of a phone charger, could they like build in some sort of a box that I could put my phone on, like some sort of a stand? Like I have at my house, I have like a thing on my table and I could sort of like scroll through different news sites and Twitter and stuff like that. What if I had like a whole, like a little
No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. I think that's a better idea.
Yeah.
Although I think all fast food containers should come with that.
Yeah.
Like imagine a Big Mac box. You just like flip it upside down and there's a stand for your phone. Mm-hmm. So you take the sandwich out, bloop, then you can just watch or like scroll with one finger instead of needing your whole hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're onto something.
We're onto something. That seems like it's less waste also there. Jen Manning in the chat says, Wi-Fi will charge our phones in the future. Our phones will never die. Tyson, are you ready for the age where your phone will be immortal?
I mean, it just gets us one step closer to being enslaved by the alien race and put to work in the salt mines.
Wait, why?
Which NASA, what? Well, just because they're always spying on us. There's no downtime.
Oh, okay. It's like a Big Brother thing. Got it.
The aliens can tap into that and spy on us always. They'll know when we're asleep. They'll know when we're awake. They'll know our exact whereabouts. And eventually, it's going to be a huge issue.
Tyson, do you put tape on your webcams?
Tape on my what?
Do you put tape on your webcams when you're not using them?
No.
Oh, that's like a big thing to do. Like Mark Zuckerberg tweeted out a photo last week, or I guess he probably put it on Facebook. I doubt he tweeted a photo. But he put up a photo and he had like tape all over his webcam so that nobody could look at him.
Yeah, but who wants to look at Mark Zuckercorn?
Because they need to study him to make a sequel to that movie.
Oh, that's true.
They need to get the new material network for Facebook too.
So you think that Jesse Eisenberg is spying on Mark Zuckercorn?
Well, probably the writer. Probably Aaron Sorkin is probably, studying him.
Okay. But you'd think also Jesse Eisenberg to learn his habits and his mannerisms would be watching him.
Probably. Yeah. That's probably like if he's like a method actor. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So here's what happens is my laptop closes on itself. So if you tap into that, all you're going to see is like the mouse pad.
What about when you're using it?
Well, I'm using it right now.
Yeah, people could be watching you.
People are watching me. I know that people are. I specifically let my computer show people.
What if people who aren't on Blab are watching you?
Oh, man. I don't know. That's fine.
You're cool.
I feel like that's the whole purpose of our show.
Yeah.
The more people that are watching, the better, even if they're hacking into the system to watch me and Rob.
That's good. We want that.
Yeah. Hackers welcome to watch.
To watch.
But I don't necessarily agree with any of your illegal activity.
Okay. Tyson, speaking of phones and charging the phones, there's a new study which says that men are especially unable to put their phones down. Many men are addicted to their electronic devices. The study had men in a waiting room for 10 minutes to see how long it took them to pick up their phones. While it took the women 57 seconds to use their phone, it took men only 21 seconds. That is, men are twice as addicted, even more than twice as addicted to looking at their phones than women are. Did you know this, Tyson?
Yeah, but is that really a case of addiction? Mm-hmm. I don't think it is, because when I go somewhere by myself and there's other people around, I'm like, I'm going to get my phone out immediately so nobody talks to me.
That's not true. That you are a very social man.
I'm social, but I'm not going to go in and approach a bunch of strangers about a bunch of stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So in in a waiting room scenario, I'm not going to go in and chat it up with
A waiting room.
I'm going to grab my phone immediately and make it look like I'm doing something busy.
Okay, so you think that the study was affected by the fact that it was a waiting room.
Men are harder workers.
Waiting room. Yeah, waiting room means get on your phone. And so maybe you think that some of these guys were quicker to get with the program.
Yeah. I think if you did something really would be to show a film.
Mm-hmm.
No, not even to show a film. I'm trying to decide if a situation where you could put it in where it really is truly addiction. Yeah, it would be a film. So you bring all these people into a movie theater and you say, okay, here's what we got to do. You advertise that it's okay to use your phone during this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be the most interesting movie in the world.
Okay, so what is that? Which movie is that?
I don't know. Ghost Dad? I would have said Ghost Dad in the past,
I bet Ghost Dad is pretty interesting right now. It's probably more interesting now than it was when it originally came out. It was just like looking for me, like, oh, but Ghost Dad should not have said that. Like, oh, I would not leave the Ghost Dad in that room. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Okay. So you do that, and then when people get on their phones and they're bored, mm-hmm. or they're that means they're addicted because they're foregoing the most amazing film ever made to get on their phones. That's a true sign of addiction.
All right. So what about this control experiment? You and Rachel are somewhere. Who's getting on their phone first?
It depends on the circumstances. There's a lot that it depends on. That's what I'm saying. It's more of either a boredom or it's also a certain mood.
Yeah.
Certain moods, I'm like, oh, I don't need to pull my phone out at all. Or there's times where it's just like, oh, I just want to get on my phone and browse.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. But I would say in general, probably actually me now, but there was a time when it was always her.
You know, for me, I think a lot of times, okay, I'm bored. Let me look at my phone. But there's a lot of other times where it's, I'm so tired that I just need to be on my phone to stay awake. If I'm just sitting on the couch watching TV, I will fall asleep. And if I'm not like looking at my phone, like at least like looking at my phone, like keeps me alert enough that I'm going to be able to stay up to watch a TV show.
I feel like in those moments, you should sneak a little catnap in.
Yeah.
It's good for you, Rob.
It's tough. I try to at times. But if I'm just like sitting on the couch, like Nicole will put on like Modern Family or The Goldbergs, and I'm 5 minutes in, I am asleep if I'm not looking at stuff on my phone.
Yeah, most viewers are asleep during those shows.
Yeah,
that's normal.
Yeah, but when I got my
only
phone
write
out,
the first 5 minutes of those shows and just assume most of the viewers will be asleep after that.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know. My wife on her phone constantly, and I just ask her like, what do you look at on the phone? I don't understand. Like, so she really has like no interests or hobbies. So like where I look at different things in the news or sports or things that, you know, in the podcasting or in the world of the shows that I talk about. So I feel like I have a lot of interests that I follow. I have no idea what she's looking at on the phone.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, she doesn't like Pinterest?
No.
Does she? She doesn't tweet very often.
No.
Does she read the news?
Not really.
So that's the thing, is she's just doing it to avoid interaction.
Yeah.
Do you think that?
I think so. I think so. Yeah. I think that's good. Okay. Could be what it is. No. She's not watching videos. Not on YouTube.
No.
Yeah.
And she's not on Facebook that much.
No. Well, I think she's just like scrolling the news feed of everybody. Yeah. But it's just like, oh, can you believe this person said this? Can you believe this person said this? It's really,
I can believe all of those.
Yeah, that's a lot of what it is. I don't know. I don't know what she's looking at. Won't put the phone down, but have no idea what she's looking at. All right. Let's go into, so we have a couple of stories in our, the week in Cheetos news, Tyson.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah. It's a full Cheetos week.
Yeah. The week in Cheetos. So this week, Burger King has announced, they have a new product coming to market called Mac and Cheetos. It is some sort of deep fried macaroni and cheese shaped like a Cheeto. Are you in or out?
It's macaroni and cheese shaped like a Cheeto.
Yes, it is a macaroni and cheese deep fried in some sort of breading that has the appearance of a Cheeto.
Yeah, I'll eat that. I like mac and cheese.
You're in.
Yeah.
They are going to be sold for $2.49 for a 5-pack of the Mac and Cheetos. I think I'm in on this until they start calling it Cheetos, because this is not a Cheeto. I think that a Cheeto, I'm a cheese doodle guy more than a Cheeto guy.
Okay. Yeah. I like both Cheetos and mac and cheese.
What about cheese doodles?
What is a cheese doodle?
You never had cheese doodles?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Cheese doodle. I think that to me, it's more of like a Cheeto is just like puff. I feel like it's just like air. You bite into it and it just like disintegrates in your mouth. I feel like a cheese doodle has some substance to it. I feel like it's like there's like a crispy, you could crack it in half. It doesn't, you know, explode into a million pieces like a Cheeto.
Where do you get a cheese doodle?
Oh, I used to get them in the cafeteria all the time as a young lad.
Oh, okay. So it's like a Cheeto, but just different.
Yes. Yes. But I feel like it's more of a, it's like a Cheeto if it wasn't like all puffed up with air.
Oh, you're thinking of like a cheese puff.
No, no, I don't want any puff.
But there's a cheat, but there's Cheetos. The original Cheeto is like a pretty hard, like crunchy.
That's a cheese.
Looks like cheese. That's doodle. A cheese doodle.
Yeah, that's cheese doodle. Cheese puff, I think, is like a ball. No, right?
Or a cheese puff could also be the big elongated, like wiener shaped things. Those are cheese puffs too.
Yeah, I guess
Cheetos.
So.
Cheetos are like they look like a witch's gnarled old foot.
that's a Cheeto.
Yeah, that's a Cheeto. Yeah. Is that what you're thinking a cheese doodle is?
No, a cheese doodle is looks like a looks like maybe a an old carrot. Like a tiny old carrot.
You're not selling me. I feel like I'd rather have a gnarled old witch's foot than a cheese doodle.
Anyway,
let me Google cheese doodle. Yeah. Paul's with me on this, man.
What did he say?
He said, I'm with Tyson on this.
Okay, Cheeto, like a Cheeto more than a cheese doodle.
Well, I don't know that I've ever had a cheese doodle, but I'm not understanding the difference.
Okay. All right. Maybe
I think you're confusing a Cheeto cheese puff.
No, I'm not confused.
For a regular Cheeto.
I'm not confused. A cheese doodle is crunchy and is made by Wise. Cheeto is made by somebody else. I think that's made by Frito-Lay. So it's a little bit different. It's a little sort of like the basically it's like we're comparing Sprite and 7-Up essentially.
In a popular poll, it looks like Cheetos came in first in a blind taste test and cheese doodles came in sixth.
Fine. That's fine, but I'm telling you what I like.
Okay, well, I'm going to go out and find some doodles if they still exist.
Yeah, check it out. Let's have a taste test.
Okay, mine won't be blind because I'll know exactly what I'm purchasing, but I can still at least
give it to Bergen. She won't know.
Yeah, but she'll love both of them.
Yeah. But anyway, so the Mac and Cheetos, 5 for $2.49. People seem like they're in on this.
Yeah. Okay. Why are they in a pack? So it's like a giant Cheeto jammed with cheese?
I don't know how giant it is. I feel like it is about the size of a regular Cheeto, and you get five of them in the box.
Nope, not for me. I'm out.
Oh, why? You thought it was a giant one?
Yeah. Why would I spend $2.50 on five regular-sized Cheetos when I can go to the grocery store and buy a family-sized bag of regular-sized Cheetos?
But this is filled with fried macaroni and cheese. A regular Cheeto is just like a puff of air.
Yeah, but there's not enough room inside the Cheeto to put that much mac and cheese.
Maybe it's a little bit bigger than a Cheeto. It's about the size of a mozzarella stick, Drew was saying.
Okay, that's fine. Did Drew taste one yet?
He said he had them.
And?
I think he said he liked them.
Would he be a repeat customer?
Yeah.
That's what we got to find out. He gave us the eh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we'll see.
All tentative right. repeat. Okay, good.
Good,
yeah.
Not great. Tentative repeat purchase for Drew.
Yeah. Like he feels bad about it, but he can't stop himself.
That's right. Tyson, would you be more likely to get the Cheetos from Burger King, the Mac and Cheetos, or the Burger King grilled hot dogs if you had to have one?
I would actually go in and make a meal out of both.
Oh, you'd have both at the same time?
Yeah, I have both at the same time.
Tom Tamillo in the chat room says the hot dogs are amazing.
Yeah.
A little bit of a spoiler there. Did not think that was going to be the case.
Yeah. They grill them. Don't they put them on the grill?
Yeah. So that you're in because they put them on the grill?
Well, I think they slice them down the middle and then grill them. And I imagine they're okay. I'm not really a hot dog man, but I'll eat one once in a while.
Okay. All right. Then another, I told you this was the Cheeto news segment. Eddie J sent us this news story. Tyson, the online Cheetos Museum is holding a contest for the most interestingly shaped Cheeto with a grand prize of $50,000. How about that?
That's amazing. When I saw this story.
Now, maybe we're burying the lead here that there is a online Cheeto Museum.
Yeah, an online Cheetos Museum. I didn't know online museums even existed. So what do? They just pictures of How does this work? How does an online museum work?
They just have pictures of them and you can go and take a look at, you know, what are the best ones. But how does the online Cheeto Museum have $50,000 to give away?
I bet that they, is it owned by Cheetos?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if maybe that the Cheeto lobby is secretly, you know, feeding them money under the table.
That could be. Because, yeah, $50,000 is quite the prize. And if the Cheetos Museum is independently owned of Cheetos, I feel like, yeah. Are you paying for your virtual pass to the online Cheetos Museum?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm taking a look at the Cheetos online museum right now, and it does appear to be wholly owned by Frito-Lay. So that's maybe where they're getting all their money from.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You think some of that good chip money is funneling into the museum?
Yes, I think so. So, Tyson, but I feel like that for you, that, you know, back in the day when you used to submit ideas all the time to Frito-Lay for potato chip ideas, I'm not
that
sure.
That was for $1 million.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you're not at the store right now buying as many bags of Cheetos as you could fit in the shopping cart, taking them home, dumping them all out on the floor, and sifting through trying to find that $50,000 Cheeto.
I want to. Mm-hmm. I do. But, well, yeah. Okay, looking for Cheetos. They're so delicious that can I really stop from eating my weirdest looking Cheeto?
Well, you could eat all of the normal looking ones. Yeah, you think you could fill up on those before you start and then sift through. I mean, you could make it
even worse.
Family project.
That's true, but you eat all the normal ones and then all that's left is the unique ones and you got to eat something.
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly how you, I guess you have to do them and just take photos of them and send them in to the Cheetos Museum. So, and it's not just the grand prize. There are also other prizes. There's a weekly prize of 10K through August 15th. So even if you just won 1 week, then that would still be worth it for the whole project.
Well, it depends on how many bags of Cheetos you're going through. Mm-hmm. If you're going through like 5,000 bags of Cheetos, that's $10,000 right there. Yeah.
Kind of weird that Cheetos is sponsoring a contest, which really encourages people to find all the defective ones.
Yeah, I thought that too, because they're basing it off of, if you look at the criteria, they're basing it off of like shape, size, color. Mm-hmm. If you find a discolored Cheeto,
yeah,
you may not want to advertise that.
Although it is kind of smart customer service, where normally they would be getting like complaints from people like calling up like, hey, I got a bag of Cheetos and I got a green Cheeto that was shaped like a swastika in my bag. Like, oh, well, send it. You're a winner. You send that in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That in. That's 50 grand.
Right.
Oh, can you imagine if you found that?
Yeah. Be like, wow, it's my lucky day, as opposed to what in the hell is this in my bag?
Grandma
of
used to.
Yeah.
Grandma, I don't know if she still complains about all these packaged foods, but she used to.
Mm-hmm.
And she did find like a cockroach baked into not a Ritz cracker,
yeah,
but like the Sara Lee version of Ritz crackers.
Yes. Okay. But then she found the winner. That was the winning one.
She found the winner. She called Sara Lee, and Sara Lee sent her like 10 big pallets of cookies and crackers.
Right. Which is exactly what you want from the company, that you find a large cockroach inside of. You want more of that product sent to your house.
Exactly. So she distributed it all, but it was fine.
Tyson, this is a fascinating story that was sent to us by a number of our listeners. A woman in Texas recently underwent corrective jaw surgery, which resulted in her coming down with a unique condition following her recovery. Doctors have concluded that she has a rare neurological disorder, which is causing her to have a British accent now at this point.
Very weird.
Very weird. And I'm really wondering if you think that this is actual factual or actual craptual. This is a woman who had this surgery, and she woke up with a full-on British accent to the point where it seems like she is saying British words instead. Like, she's not just like, it seems like that more than just her voice has changed. It seems like she's actually like picked up like British terms and phrases.
Oh, she has too? Wow.
It seems like it. Yeah.
Well, I feel like if in our subconscious, we've seen enough films with British actors mm-hmm. that we could probably come up with a lot of those terms. But they're saying it's a neurological thing?
Yes.
Well, she didn't have brain surgery. She just had her jaw worked on. So why is there a neurological issue from the jaw surgery?
Yeah, I don't know. The woman
who's the guy that always does the Cogney accent, but he's not. There's a few Americans that always are
Brad
casting
Pitt?
These. No.
Yeah.
Dang it! What is his name? He's the black guy who works on the safes in Ocean's movies.
Yeah. I know
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle, yeah.
Don Cheadle. Maybe he gets this jaw surgery every time before he does a role where he has to have a British accent.
Yeah. Well, I believe this is actually what happened to Madonna, right?
Yeah, that did happen to Madonna, too.
It happened to Madonna in the 90s. They should call this the Madonna syndrome. This is a woman in Houston, and that she is in this unique situation, and they quoted her... about what this is like. And apparently her kids said to her that now there's no way you sound hood at all. Even if you tried, you wouldn't be able to sound that way. And now because whenever she says the word tamales, that her kids laugh at her. She used to be able to say it like a real Hispanic girl, and now she cannot.
She absolutely can't.
She cannot. That's what she's saying.
Wow. Yeah. So is she asking for her money back, or what's the deal with this thing?
I don't know. Like, I kind of feel like that. Wouldn't you want this? People like
a British accent.
Yeah, people like it. Well, maybe not after the whole Brexit thing. Maybe this is where it was good for a while, and now people are now post Brexit. Maybe she's really like this is I made a huge mistake.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, British accents are. They're exotic in the U.S., but I don't think that most people get swayed one way or the other.
You want to hear her? I have the clip of her that she was featured on a local Houston news station. KHOU Channel 11 had an interview with this woman.
Okay, let's hear it.
They shocked. People say, oh, I love it. But for me, it's a lot different.
All right, listening to this mother, you think she was from London, but she was actually born and raised in Texas.
Strange but true, and it's an extremely rare case called foreign accent syndrome, but doctors say it actually happens, and now she's working to try to get her normal speech back.
Foreign accent syndrome. What do you think of that?
Well, I would prefer to go like the route of Russian or something like intimidating.
Yes, yes. No, that would be good. That would right? Be, yeah. So this is her.
Larry Seward joins us in studio with the...
And this guy sat down with her.
Tommies are asking me how my mom got that accent.
Lisa Alamia.
Oh, not from England, sorry.
Is 100% Texan.
Yeah, okay. So she's got this this issue.
It's definitely an improvement over a Texan accent. That's for damn sure.
I'm sure she had a beautiful Texas accent from before. But now she has
probably
the foreign accent syndrome. Okay. I'm not buying this. I think that this is made up.
Yeah. Do you think she's making it up?
I think so.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I don't like it. It doesn't make any sense. I'm calling actual crapshool on this.
Well, because she had jaw surgery. She had no neurological surgeries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a brain surgery would be a little bit different where they're like, oh, we crossed the wires in there somewhere.
We screwed something up. That I would buy that more. Okay. Yeah. This is another story that we got from a number of our listeners sent this in. Tyson, I need to get your opinion on this as a professional athlete. Quote-unquote low-profile soccer match between two Swedish teams made the news this week when a player was ejected from the game, got a red card for flatulence, Tyson.
Okay.
Yes. So... this player in the game, he already had gotten a yellow card against him, allegedly had a bad stomach, and then got a red card after he broke wind. The referee believed that he was trying to provoke the other team.
Yeah. I mean, if the referee, I think even if you're gassy, you can hide it or mask it. I mean, he could easily run and spread his cheeks a little bit so that he doesn't have like the whole sound going on.
Right.
But like in my, I bet what he was doing was like lifting his leg and aiming it at the players on the other side.
Yeah. You think that's what happened?
Anywhere? Yeah. I think he was probably a little more aggressive with it than we're thinking. Cause those refs, most soccer refs tend to cut you. I don't know. In my short experience as a soccer player, they've always been pretty open to cutting you some slack before they really start to, you know, get aggressive with you.
Yeah. All right. So this player, Adam Linden, with an unpronounceable Ligikovist. So we'll just call him Adam. So he was didn't understand what happened. And he asked the referee, what? Am I not allowed to break wind a little? And he said, the referee said, no. He said, I don't get it. I thought maybe he thought I farted in my hand and threw the fart at him, but I did not. He didn't. Wow. He didn't throw it.
Yeah. So that's what he thought. He thought he put the fart in his hand and threw it.
And threw like it at the referee or at the other player. But that clearly did not happen.
Okay. A buttercupping, if it clearly didn't happen, then now we're talking a different story.
I didn't know
story,
that was the term there, buttercup.
Yeah. When you
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the referee explained why he did this. He says, I perceived it as deliberate provocation and said once he already gave the player a yellow card, he had given another player a yellow card for peeing on the field. And that makes a lot of sense. You get a yellow card for peeing on the field and said he did it on purpose and it was inappropriate. Therefore, yellow card.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if he's buttercupping the other players. Yeah. You can't buttercup the other players. If you're gassy, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. You're trying to your best to be polite about it.
Yeah.
But if you're buttercupping the other players, that's.
But even if is that grounds to be kicked out of a soccer match?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So you're on the side of the referee.
Yeah. If he's buttercupping other players on the opposite team, then that is grounds for if you're playing soccer, Rob, do you want somebody to put a fistful of fart in your face?
I mean, am I just standing around? I thought the idea is that I'm supposed to be running and stuff.
Yeah, you are running, but soccer has a lot of downtime where you're also
just standing. Happened in the downtime. What about the NFL, Tyson? I know you're not a huge NFL guy. What if this happened in the NFL, 15-yard penalty for this or ejection?
Probably not immediate ejection, but there. I feel with the helmets and and everything, it might be a little bit harder to catch the buttercup.
What if you did it like in some sort of a situation where everybody is trying to go for a fumble on the ground?
Yeah, like you're piled up.
Right.
Yeah, then there's definitely nothing you can do because the punches are being thrown in that pile, I've heard.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Farting is probably fair game.
That's tough. Okay. So here's a story that got sent to us by our good friend, Matt Carter, about a man in Utah. And I need to know if maybe you know this person, Tyson. A man in Utah allegedly was shocked after he found out that his father supposedly had placed an ad on his behalf in an Idaho newspaper looking for a wife.
Now, yeah.
Have you seen the ad? Have you looked at this looking for a wife ad?
Yes, I did look at it and I saw the few stipulations it had.
Yes. So the ad asked if you voted for Obama or if you plan to vote for Hillary, you are not for me.
Yeah. That's
it doesn't really seem like this guy has his pick of the litter for the first place. Like a kind of feel like that he should be open-minded about the political views of any women that are responding to this ad.
There are a few parts of the ad where he does get a little open-minded, but it's only one. There's only one.
Why? Which part is that?
The religion part. He says it doesn't really matter what religion they are.
Okay.
But everything else, everything else he's very picky about.
He's supposedly, according to his father, like you would feel like that most parents are like, hey, whatever. I just want, you know, I want to see my kid
make
get married.
A grandchild.
Yeah. Yes. So very, very, very interesting. So are you buying the part of the story where the guy claims that his father put out this ad and he didn't put it out for himself?
I'm torn. There's a good chance that he didn't put him about himself. Let me read the whole thing because it's pretty short.
Okay.
Here's the ad. Looking for a wife. My name is Baron Brooks. I am 48 years old, never been married, and live in Salt Lake City. I am looking for a wife who is ready, willing, and able to have children as soon as possible.
Okay.
I look just like my picture, except I now have gray hair.
That's kind of a big thing.
Yeah, well, and he puts a younger picture, so obviously he's going to be wrinklier.
Okay. All right, so that's the first part.
Yep. About you. This is where he tells the woman about herself.
Okay, yes.
You will probably be between the ages of 34 and 38.
Okay.
But that can be flexible. Oh, good. I'm glad he has a little leeway there.
You little
could
leeway.
Do... Yeah, he might be, you know, 33 to 39.
Yes.
You will be attractive being height and weight proportional.
Hmm. Now, this really is like a weird tense to be writing in. Like, he's not saying, like, looking for someone who's attractive and has proportional height and weight. It's a weird tense that he's using of you will be attractive.
Yeah, you will be attractive.
Yes.
You will have no children from previous marriages, but that is also flexible.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So it does kind of sound like an 80-year-old man is writing this,
mm-hmm.
but it also kind of sounds like a 48-year-old man who's never been with a woman could also be writing this.
Yes.
So that's the hard part to really decipher between the two. Then we have
bullet points.
Here are the musts. These are the bullet points. You must be willing to move to Salt Lake City as that is where my business is located.
Mm.
You must be politically conservative. This is very important to me. If you voted for Obama or plan to vote for Hillary, you are not for me. So he's taking a Trump supporter.
Which I feel like that from what I hear on the news, I feel like that Trump doesn't have a lot of support in Utah.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's usually Utah is a strong Republican.
Yes, and I feel but they like don't like most, but they don't love Trump, I feel.
Yeah, but I feel like he'll still probably win the state.
Okay.
I think he'll still win the state, but it won't be by the margins that it usually is.
Right. He's no Mitt Romney.
No Mitt Romney, not at all. Mitt Romney is a good man.
Yes, yeah.
That was me impersonating an old person from Utah.
Okay.
this guy's dad. I am 5'5". Okay, there's your problem.
Okay.
That's his problem. And if you are 5'8 and like to wear heels because heels, it may not work.
Okay.
Here's this one. Religion is open.
Open. That's okay.
So political views are not, but religion is.
Okay.
Yes, that makes sense. And somebody asked on the chat room if it was Russell Hance.
No, Russell's
not 5'5". He's shorter than that. I would expect that if we have children, you would be a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. Now, here's the weird part. This is one of the weird parts for me is that if this is a man who is in Utah, why did they run this ad in Idaho?
I read more down the article and it said because the Salt Lake City, Utah, Coeur d'Alene, where they run the ad, is more than Salt Lake City. And the dad, we'll put the dad in quotes because it could be this Baron guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted a conservative wife. That seems to be like one of his number one things.
Mm-hmm.
So he ran it in Coeur d'Alene, which is infamous for the white supremacy groups that live the surrounding areas. Yeah. I remember driving through there as a child and my dad was like, this is where the skinheads live up in this.
Yeah. Well, listen to this part of the story also. So yeah, they asked him why his dad would recently, why his dad picked that place. He says, well, he knew I'm politically conservative and most Jewish girls are quite liberal and that doesn't work for me. So you're probably going to get somebody who's more like a Midwest type values in Idaho, somebody who's more right of center than you would say than someone in Los Angeles. So
That's because he couldn't say what I said about the area.
Yeah.
Coeur d'Alene's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is a gorgeous place. They have that floating green. But some extremists choose to make the surrounding areas their home.
Yeah. And he also says that, even though his dad placed the article or the ad and he's embarrassed, he's still going to, you know, whatever women respond to it, he'll still,
still sleep with them. If they want.
He'll still suss this out. All right. So that's good. I mean, so
he's a good, generous man.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
So this is a good idea that this is basically like people could just be the Bachelor. I guess it's no different than a personal ad, right?
Yeah, I feel like you could get on Tinder or something too, though.
Yeah, but then anybody could just respond to you on Tinder. You don't know if they're voting, who they're voting for on Tinder.
Yeah.
How tall they are.
That is true.
Because you do know how tall they are.
That is true. Yeah.
But there you go. I have to say, if it really was his dad, the ad is very nice. It's very, like, maybe his dad was like a graphic designer. It's like his picture is like, and it looks very professional.
It does look pretty good.
Yeah.
So you think his dad's a graphic designer?
Probably. All right. Then let's talk through a couple of other quick stories. This is an update on a story we had talked about previously, Tyson. A federal judge in San Francisco has ruled that two customers will be allowed to proceed with a lawsuit against Starbucks who claim that they were overcharged because they got underfilled lattes.
Wow. We covered this story way back when.
Yes.
The ridiculousness of certain lawsuits. And this one we were a little bit on the fence with. But we did get some listening. We got a listener send in a picture of a full cup, mm-hmm. meaning that if they were skimping on the cups in this location, then maybe there was something to it.
Yeah. But I kind of feel like that the idea of a latte, or, you know, you get like there's foam at the top. I kind of feel like that's sort of a little bit of it's one thing with the iced tea. I feel like that was more of a like, oh, there's too much ice in it. But I think, do you want a hot coffee filled completely to the brim where if you accidentally stumble, you're going to spill hot coffee on yourself?
Well, maybe not completely to the brim, but you can have, they're saying, what were they saying? Like a quarter of it was only filled 3/4
of empty space.
Only a quarter of an inch. Okay. I feel like they're probably not going to do that great on this lawsuit, but. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I've always heard that if you're a big corporation, you just keep the small guys in court till they can't afford to be there anymore.
Yeah. If I was the judge, I'd say, get the hell out of my courtroom. Why are you wasting my time with this? We've got big issues to talk about. Get out of here with your macchiato latte lawsuit.
Is this, did you just channel your Judge Judy?
Yeah. Get the hell out of here. Podcast.
You should be
judge.
Ashamed.
Yes, that should be it. I think that should be a show. That we'll do that. I think that if somebody would pick that up, I think that that'd be a good podcast. Basically, people come in with their come on to like some sort of thing like this, and they come on with their claims. Like, that's it. Get the hell out of here. All right.
Yeah, you could be the fake judge, and I'd be the fake doctor, like Dr. Phil.
Yes,
and then I'd give advice, and you'd judge the whole thing.
All right. And then finally, this is something which is really bizarre. And I kind of feel like that this can't be factual, but apparently it is. So there is a British company which has come out with a accessory for streaming services like Netflix and Hulu called the Commitment Rings, which is a promise ring to stop Netflix cheating in relationships. Tyson, is this something that could potentially save your relationship?
I don't know if it would. I don't know that it would save a relationship, but it would definitely make it easier at some points. Because there are times when I watch shows I know Rachel wants to watch and she's just not there. I'm like, well, she missed out. I'm going to watch it. And then she doesn't ever really watch shows on her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she ends up missing it, or I end up having to rewatch it anyways. Like, I almost watched The Bachelorette last night without Rachel, and then I was too tired, so I didn't. Yeah. But I could have very easily, and that would have been a thing for us.
Please. I would wish
so
that my wife was so interested in watching any show that I watch that this would be an issue where either she would care that I went ahead, or that she would be so interested in knowing the outcome of something that she would go ahead without me. I long to be cheated on in a online streaming video relationship.
So you don't have a show that you and Nicole watch together?
You know,
every
she
time.
Does watch Game of Thrones, but I watch it on the East Coast feed on the nights that I podcast it. And so that's probably the one show where we have crossover, but no, there's nothing else that we have a common interest in watching.
Okay. But you do have other common interests.
We both like our kids.
Okay. Yeah, that's good enough.
I said that once. They said, you know, it's really nice. Like, it's like we don't really have anything in common, but like we both like our kids. And I think that's good, because I mean, it's like we don't have anything in common at all, but at least we both like really like the kids. And she got very insulted. I thought I was saying something nice.
You were saying something nice, but it is all how she could be a little
maybe
insulted
it came
by
out
it.
Wrong. Maybe it came out wrong.
Yeah, it probably came out wrong.
Yeah.
What tone of voice did you use? An angry
just like
tone?
I was saying, I was like, you know, isn't that kind of a neat thing where, you know, there's nothing else that we have to talk about except the fact that we both like these kids. And isn't that nice that we have that we get to talk about them?
Yeah. And you get to spend time with them and you get to share them.
Yeah.
And you get to take them to the swim pool from time to time. Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff. It sounds like you did it all right.
Nope. That wasn't, it was, that was not the feedback I got.
That was Nicole's reaction.
Not the reaction.
So in her argument, what other hobbies do you guys share?
Well, that you'd have to ask her.
You don't remember. You tuned out.
I don't remember.
But
that being said, okay, so Tyson, this is how this would work. You and Rachel both wear a ring. Okay, you have a special Bluetooth ring where you cannot start any of these streaming shows that you lock in unless both parties are there at the same place.
Yep. Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
But in the commercial, I watched a commercial for this and they sort of like are showing like one partner is like going to sleep where there's like these two boyfriends that are like going to watch a show together and one of them like falls asleep and then the other one pretends to fall asleep for a second and then like starts the show again. But to me, it was like, well, that doesn't seem like that's prevented here from this.
Here's the design they need to make. If you take the ring off and put it on its charger or whatever, then you can't watch the show.
Mm, yeah.
So as the boyfriend that's sleeping removes his ring. There you go.
It needs to be like this sort of like a Fitbit where if you fall asleep, then it should know like turn the show off. Somebody's sleeping.
Yeah. And then monitor your heart rate and tell you your sleeping patterns.
Right. Right.
I feel like Fitbit could just build this in real good.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like the idea, but I think that people aren't going to pay money for it. If it comes free with your Netflix subscription, I think people will use it.
Right. And what's going to be the reaction here? Where let's just say hypothetically this was an issue in someone's relationship, okay? Imagine, you know, you are some boyfriend who comes in and says, "Honey, I have something that I want to give you. This is really important, and I think I'm ready to take the next step in our relationship. Will you be in this promise ring of not watching Netflix without me?" That thing is going to go flying across the room. That will not be received well.
Well, they can watch Netflix. They just can't watch their shared shows.
Right.
But no, you don't. You did it wrong. This is how you do it. This ring is my promise to you that I will not watch our shared shows without you present.
Mm-hmm.
See how I did that?
Yes. Okay.
You did it the opposite way where you were making them seem like you were controlling them. I did it in a way where I was sacrificing for them.
Yes. But
same outcome.
Right.
Same outcome.
But at the point that you're presenting a woman with a ring, I think that you may be leading them in a direction which you are not ultimately going, which may end up leading to some false expectations.
So you're saying unless you also use that as your wedding ring.
That would be something. Yeah, instead of a wedding ring,
maybe
we have some sort of a Netflix streaming ring. TV show, a Netflix ring. So that's interesting. I would like to know if there's any couples out there who are using that in terms of and how they're beating the system.
Yeah, and I'd also like to know if it's actually real.
Yeah, seems a little Nathan for you for me. So
yeah, or like to me, it seems like a April Fool's joke, you know?
Yeah, but it's on businessinsider.com, which is a pretty reputable site. So.
Okay, sounds like a Nathan for you then.
It sounds, yeah. All right, we got to start to wrap this up. Okay, let's get Adam is calling in. Adam, we got a real quick. Adam, got to get over to Nissan and pick up my car.
Yo, Adam.
Hey, how are we? Good to see you guys.
Great. Adam is pumped up. The trailer for Survivor Australia dropped today. He's on. He's floating today.
Oh, I'm on a cloud, Rob. They actually dropped Destiny's Child Survivor. I never thought I would see the day that a promo would include that song.
There you go. Okay.
The promo for me on Blood Versus Water included that song because I sang it to Dalton Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I haven't seen this video. I have to find it later, Tyson. I will find it.
Hey, and back in 2003, when I went to the upfronts, Kelly Rowland performed it at the CBS upfronts. How about that?
What?
Yeah.
But was it for Survivor? Well, like, was it that the reason why she was there, or just because she there by herself? Yeah.
Okay. Let's not get too distracted with this. Okay. Okay, so,
sorry.
Real quick, Adam.
Yes. So narcissists get more dates, according to this recent study.
Duh.
Oh, jinx.
Yeah.
So they found that based on speed dating, people who rated themselves highly were more likely to end up in long-term relationships because they put more effort in and because they're more obsessed with their appearance and they're more obsessed with finding people who are as attractive as they pertain themselves to be.
So the key to loving someone else is love yourself more?
Yes. Okay. I think that's what Justin Bieber was trying to get onto there.
Justin Bieber. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Tyson, you buying that? Narcissists are better in a relationship?
Oh, I don't know if they're better in a relationship, but they go on more dates. That's for certain.
That's for certain. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I think it's a confidence thing.
Yeah, it is a confidence thing. I think they're probably actually worse in relationships because of their overwhelming sense of confidence.
Okay.
But yeah, but maybe not. Maybe they're great. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Adam, anything else?
No, that's the one I had. And so that's all I got. And okay. I'm excited to see Australian Survivor. So,
okay.
So you're encouraging people to be more narcissistic if they want woo a lover.
Yeah.
I think that's my problem is why I've been so unsuccessful is that
what are you
I'm
talking
not
about? You have secret admirers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't been on dates with a secret admirer yet. No. That hasn't eventuated yet.
What does it say on your shirt?
It just says happy camper. This is just pajamas.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. I'm happy. All I'm positive.
Tyson, is that the secret to getting dates, calling in internet shows in your pajamas?
Yeah, that's confidence right there, actually.
Yeah, that's confidence.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident. Well, it is 1 a.m. here, so I'm about to go to bed. So I was like,
oh. Yeah. May as well. You're not going to change out and change back in.
All right.
Yeah, that's too much work.
All right. Good stuff. Adam, thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you for having me, Rob. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sweet dreams, sweet prince.
Okay. Tyson, you want to give us a review real quick? Newsaf.news is the link to NewsAF in the iTunes store.
We've got so many great reviews. So
many.
I'll just start from the bottom and work our way up every week because we have like 10 or 15 new reviews now.
Okay, just give us one or two.
Tyson, 5 stars. Castillo, 520988. The only reason I'm writing this is because I felt bad that you guys didn't have a 5-star review last week.
Yes, yeah.
When I have to make a difficult decision, I ask myself, what would Tyson do?
Oh, WWTD.
Yeah, there's actually a shirt that says that somebody made.
Yeah.
So I never got it, but I'll have to check and see if it's still available.
Mm-hmm.
So you want another one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Chinese symbols or some type of symbols. Most poppin' podcast on the net. 5 stars. News AF is the best way to pick up some hilarious news stories that are both factual and actual.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that I listened to this podcast on an application essay for Stanford to show how cultured and hip I was.
How'd that go?
I was rejected, though. Whatever. I still listen. Yes, thank you.
That's very funny. Okay, if you want to get your reviews in, your honest reviews, we're not just pandering for 5-star reviews. Leave honest reviews and honest feedback and honest comments all at newsaf.news. Full transparency here. Otherwise, we can't call ourselves news.
Yes.
That's right. All right. So you don't think Danny crashed the bicycle, do you?
No.
Okay.
He probably either fell asleep or took way longer than he thought. It's like 9 p.m. there.
He should have been using his phone if he wouldn't have fell asleep.
It probably doesn't get dark there, too, till like 12 at night
because
he's pretty far north.
Okay.
He's probably just enjoying his last couple days there.
We hope he's okay. Hopefully we get back on the normal schedule of a Tuesday for News AF because News AF is Tuesday AF. That's how it's supposed to be. We will hopefully get back to normal schedule this upcoming next week. Follow Tyson Apostle on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle. You can maybe still get in a few fleeting glimpses of the rocket on his Snapchat.
Yes, I think there may be one or two still.
One or two. All right. Tyson, great work. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits News AF. We'll see you next week and send in your news items tipped at newsaf.news. Thanks again also to News AF intern Lita, who does a great job putting everything together for the show week after week. Thanks, Adam, as well. Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Ciao.